alongside the wider cultural work that Tom Clonan was mentioning just before that. Well, one of the things that one of the people who has got some credit for an improvement in the area of domestic violence was the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris. But things perhaps have disimproved in terms of the public perception of Drew Harris, or at least within his own membership recently, because members of the Garda Representative Association voted no confidence in the Commissioner with a motion carried by 99%. He described it, Drew Harris, that is, as a kick in the teeth. But he says today, earlier, he said he was willing to engage in intensive negotiations to resolve a dispute over rostering. Now, given how entrenched both sides are at present, I know health is your beat, Paul Cullen, but looking at other industrial relations dispute, once things get down to this level of almost personalised antipathy, how difficult is it to solve?
Yeah, I think the motion of no confidence has completely soured the atmosphere here, and I think it's very hard to see how people can go forward constructively unless some wise heads are brought in to sort out some sort of a deal on this. Actually, describe me as the health reporter makes me think that this is actually a post-COVID issue, really. It's about the changes in society that occurred during the pandemic, and it's about the push in society to move back to the status quo ante, the way we had things were before. So, you know, I mean, when we're talking about the roster issue, it's about the guards are at the moment working four long days on, four days off. The commissioner wants them to work six slightly shorter days on and 4 days off. Now, loads of us are in these kind of situations where people want to continue to work at home, or they want to work fewer number of longer shifts and so on. And
all right,
because that kind of flexibility came in the pandemic, and it's been taken away. And that's essentially what the issue is about.
All right, Rory O'Murcu, does your party have a particular view on who's right and who's wrong in all
of
this?
Well, let's be clear. In fairness, what we want to see is that the negotiations that we were afraid had fallen apart, that they continue over the weekend, and that we come up with a roster that's workable. We had JPCs literally in Loud lately, and
right, Joint Policing Committees.
I can be bad on acronyms at times. You know what I mean? I think that's not the first time we've had an issue here.
Right.
And we had two issues: the issue of the rosters, and it was very particular in the town of Dundalk, where people said we're going to lose one of our community policing officers who was doing a huge amount of work with youth diversion projects and all the rest of it. And like, there was just agreement across the board. So a decision was to write to the minister and also to write to the commissioner around that and the op model. The difficulty in Louth is about, the division is about to be amalgamated with Cavan Monaghan. You're going to have a situation of one superintendent in relation to major crime who's going to be across that entire area, all the huge issues.
But does your party have a preference for the forum in which this issue is hammered out? Because it has been raised as to why can't this just go to the Workplace Relations Commission? I'll avoid calling it the WRC. Yeah. Why can't it just go to the Workplace Relations Commission and get it sorted out then, if the face-to-face negotiations have largely been exhausted?
Well, here, we're hoping that they're not. See, at this stage, all we need to do is deliver a result, and the result is a workable roster. Look, the fact is, the commissioner has to know that the only way that you can operate the new roster, or the old pre-COVID roster, is by taking people out of specialist units, which he has promised not to do. So let's get to something that's real. I'm not particularly worried how it happens, just as quickly as possible. This should have happened a lot earlier. I'm sure some people thought that the commissioner was engaged in an element of a negotiating gambit. So we just need a result.
All right. Tom Clonan, my colleague Paul Reynolds, was reporting that an internal Garda review of the Westminster roster said that it would be difficult to resource the Westminster roster in terms of Garda personnel. But at this stage, the question has been asked repeatedly of the Garda Representative Association: why don't you just go to the WRC with this if you've lost faith in the Commissioner? And correct me if I'm wrong, but has there been an answer given to that?
I actually don't know. But, you know, I was thinking about this on the way in. My dad was a guard. My grandfather was a guard. And my dad worked the older shift, which was they called them earlys, lates and nights. So it was 6 to 2, 2 to 10, 10 to 6 in the morning. And they were 8-hour shifts. And my dad told me, like, right up until when he passed away, that kind of shift work, he said, is really, really tough on your health and on your capacity to carry out the job. Now, as far as I'm aware, Gardaí are now expected to work 12-hour shifts. And I think over a period of time, I think that can be very, very tough. So I want to say two things.
Well, that's the roster that the Gardaí Representative Association says provides the greatest work-life balance. And also within that, the antisocial hours payments allow for a bit more income at a time of rising standard of living costs.
So what I was about to say was that I don't think the Gardaí Representative Association are doing this for mischievous reasons or to, you know, like I would be inclined to listen to them because they're the people under the social contract that we expect to go to your place when you're in extremis, when you're in need. They go out on their own into very, very challenging situations. And if they're asking for this, I think they need to be given a hearing. But the vote of no confidence in Drew Harris, and I would agree with Paul, has had a kind of a toxic effect here. Now, I thought Drew Harris made a very good statement when he said, look, I wasn't elected Commissioner of An Garda Síochána, I've been appointed and therefore I can't be unelected. So unfortunately we're now at this position where we have a bit of an impasse, and I agree with Paul. Paul said wise heads, but I think what we need is leadership. And, you know, I would hope that that leadership asserts itself and that we come to resolution. But I would be listening to the GRA and I would try to address their concerns because they have been very consistent on this.
All right. Mary Searle Kearney, if part of the concern of the GRA is that moving away from 12-hour shifts is going to lose antisocial hours allowances for them, if pay is an element of it, and it may not be the foremost element of pay, could the budget provide some kind of way forward on this by improving pay and conditions in An Garda Síochána?
Well, I think what we maybe need to focus on is what is agreed by both sides. So what is agreed by both sides is that the Westminster roster is not ideal. Is not both parties agree with that. It was the Commission on the Future of Policing subjected that to a review, and there was an independent facilitator. There was recommendations that arose out of that in August 22. The management, the Commission, the Chief Superintendent, the Superintendents all agreed with that, and then the GRA, the Sergeants and Inspectors, didn't. My own grandfather was an inspector in Kilmainham Garda Station. So I have an empathy for both sides here. I think that we have a deadline from one side that this roster is going to be implemented, and we have the other side saying we took a vote of no confidence. I think both of those are coming to a point where resolution needs to happen. And by profession, I'm a barrister and practicing in employment law. The Gardaí have access to the industrial relations mechanisms of the state. Someone like Ciarán Mulvey, somebody like that, appointed here to facilitate the discussions. Many a time, with unions and otherwise, sat through the night in the likes of the Labour Court.
Go to the WRC.
It can be done. Right. What you have are both sides articulating a need. The fact is our Gardaí are central to the functioning of our society. They hold a very precious place. We need to get a resolution here that works for everybody.
Everyone's claiming a connectivity initially to the Gardaí, so I should probably claim, I should put on the record, my grandfather was a chief superintendent.
I better throw him up.
But look, if we're, in fairness, see, outside of this, from an operational point of view, it's been a very good week for the guards, obviously alongside the customs and defence forces. We would like to see the more the merrier in relation to that.
My grandfather was a superintendent as well.
Fancy.
But I think, in fairness, Fine Gael have had the Ministry for Justice for a considerable amount of time. It's not okay for government to be a spectator. I think there is a requirement to ensure she is party to conversations if it's getting heads together and people in the rooms together from a point of view of delivering.
But specifically on that, because look, the Garda Commissioner is the Chief Accounting Officer of the Force. The Minister has no operational role within the Gardaí.
Exactly.
So what role can the Minister play in a way that wouldn't look like she's intervening and undermining the Commissioner?
well, you're telling me over many years that there never have been conversations between ministers and commissioners and senior leadership teams within the Gardaí from a point of view of we just need to get this thing sorted and we need to ensure that the correct people are in the correct rooms making the right decisions on something that's workable for everybody. And we know we've a huge issue in relation to retention, and that's one I'll be putting back on government. We need something like a task force that very quickly gets to the point of what the particular difficulties are, why people are leaving the force, and that we ensure that action is taken as quickly as possible to ensure that we can increase the numbers, not only through recruitment, but also through retention.
All right. We need to say here that over 3 years, there have been 64 meetings. It's not that nothing has been done here in trying to negotiate. What we need now is a facilitated negotiation.
All right. OK.
By people who are industry relations experts.
All right. We're going to check in with an opinion poll, the Irish Times Ipsos opinion poll after this.